but he chose to walk that road.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Does the Bible sometimes seem complicated to you? Well, to help you get a proper perspective, we invite you to join us on Through the Bible with Dr. J. Vernon McGee each weekday on the station as we go through the Bible in 5 years. Dr. McGee teaches the Bible in an easy-to-understand way, and you'll appreciate his simple, down-to-earth, and yet profound Bible teaching right here on the station.
Join Dr. McGee at 9 a.m. and p.m. right here on the Good News Station, WCNO.
You are my I was in chains. The world had a hold of me. My heart was a stone. I was covered in shame. When he came for me, I couldn't run from his presence.
Power when we worship. Heaven is invading now. desire of every nation. The beauty of the whole earth, the joy of the ransomed soul set free. How glorious your majesty. No one is like you. No one is like you. Nations rise to sing your beautiful song. 'Cause no one is like you. No one is like you. Our praise belongs to you, our Holy One. Wonderful Savior, Redeemer, the Lamb, thou King, the love that has made this heart go free. How glorious! How glorious! Your Majesty.
Greetings. We invite you to join the Word of Truth International Ministry with Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope every Saturday at 8 a.m. as we break the bread of life and teach the Word of God right here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Vero Web Consulting specializes in creating custom websites, hosting, content marketing services, and more. Vero Web Consulting strives to provide the best quality services and solutions to meet your individual web development needs. Mary Lee Weir is a successful entrepreneur with over 20 years of knowledge and experience helping small businesses create an effective online presence. Visit VeroWebConsulting.com.
Thank you. For a king, if he won all the battles he went out to fight and returned as a hero on a starlit night to a cheering crowd, would it make you proud? And what would you do for a king if he kept every promise that he'd ever made? Would you get out the ticker tape and lead a parade? Society ball, or would you care at all? Kings always seem to me as such grand imposing men, so full of stature, full of power, such great authority in every word they say. To meet one someday. So what would you do for a king? If he came to your door, would you ask him in? Would you tell him how much you admired him? Do you think you dare? Or would you be too scared? Most kings don't seem to know much about the common man, so far removed and set apart. I'd cheer with thousands, we blend into a roar. Another face, an endless crowd. Is that all I really am? Just one more. So what would you do for a king if he saw you fishing out by the sea? He walked up to you and said, "Follow me. It's time, you know. would you do for a king if he took off his crown and agreed to die? And as you tried to understand it, he looked you in the eye and said, this is for you. Well, what would you do?
Here is the first big question. What does the Bible actually say about heaven? What does it say? We all want to go there when we die, right? Mind you, we don't want to die to get there.
This is Sam Chess from Grace Emmanuel Church, inviting you to join us for the Grace Alive radio program every Friday and Saturday at 2 p.m. and twice on Sunday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. right here on WCNO.
Standing in my way, there was a guarantee, but in my heart I know there's got to be healing. Gonna take some time, I'm on the mend, I'm healing, starting over at and feeling stronger than I've ever been. I'm healing.
secret place where I see your face. Will you take me there again? You can search my heart in the deepest part, from beginning to the end. Oh yes, Lord, to you.
Yeah. praise. I come before your sacred throne to worship you and you alone. You're worthy of all praise. I will sing, I will worship for all. You.